New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, as the 2012 Olympics gets closer, there are more and more projects being set up to encourage participation by local people in the whole process. Now, some of these initiatives have been set up by the Olympic authorities, often with government funding, official launches, and I know you get celebrity backing, press and television campaigns. But that's not a course for everyone, is it? Now, some people, they've done it, they just get on with it, don't they? They come up with their own ideas and then set about putting them into action. Well, earlier on, I met up with Josephine Smith and other members of the Three Mills Craft Association who are using their passion for knitting as a way of getting involved in the 2012 Olympic Games.
Well, the project I'm involved in is called Scarf 2012, and the aim of the project is that by the time the Olympics comes along, we've made 2012 squares into a scarf. The idea of the project is to include some of the people in the community that are not physically able to take part for one reason or another, and they felt excluded from the Olympic dream, as they say. So we're asking people out there that can knit and crochet to make us a 20 centimetre square, and also we're going to keep a record of everybody who contributes to it. So after the scarf is actually made, we're not sure what's going to happen to the scarf, but the record will be kept indefinitely.
So where did this idea come from?
It came from talking to people in the community, and actually I came up with the idea, which my colleagues say is a mad idea, but I think it'll work, and we're having quite a good response from it. And it was just a way of bringing people together with something different other than sports related to the Olympics.
Just want to get this right, yeah. What you're going to do is you're going to have people knitting squares out of wool, and then you're going to stitch them all together, and you're going to make an enormous scarf. How far would it go?
Well, it would actually be long enough to fit around the Olympic track. So you never know, if someone's out there who can help us, maybe we can put it around the Olympic track at some point. That would be great. If someone out there can help us with that, fine.
And how far have you got with this project so far?
I'm not sure exactly how many squares we've got. We've got quite a lot, and we've had a great interest this week on it, and a lot of more groups are getting involved now. So I should imagine it's going to grow pretty quick at the moment, yeah.
And who's involved in this so far? Is it young people, old people?
At the moment, it's mainly older people that are getting involved, but we're looking at creating a link between the older and the younger people, maybe of teaching or just encouraging them to knit a square for the scarf. I mean, obviously, with the smaller children, we're asking them to do a smaller size square, and we can sew four together to make the big square.
Hello, my name's Megan. I live in Forestgate. Well, I'm knitting a little umbilical cord hat at the moment, but I have been doing squares for the 2012, and it's really sort of taken off in that I've emailed friends and said, or wrote to friends and said, I'm doing this. And so I'm getting squares from all over the world. There's a group in Buckinghamshire that's sent me two bags of squares now as well. So it's really sort of threading its way and catching people's imagination. I think one of the good things about it is for a lot of people the Olympics will pass them by, and in just some little way people can feel part of it. I mean, hopefully we'll get to put it round the track, and then people will say, oh, one of my squares is in that. And it's just being part of something. It's going to be a great party. But I think there is a fear that it is going to pass some people by.
Hello, my name is Lynn Evans and I'm part of the Three Mills Craft Association.
Now, a lot of people say the knitting world, it's something that women do. Has it always been the case like that?
No, knitting is for women is fairly modern, and I think probably took off in the main during the last war, or even the First World War, when women were knitting for the men in the forces. Originally, back in the reign of Queen Elizabeth I, knitting was a man's profession. It was the Master Guild of Knitters. Women did the weaving and the spinning. Knitting was very much a closed world.
And have you got many men involved in the 2012 scarf project?
There might be one or two, but men generally tend to shy away from knitting now.
Do you think this is a chance for men to start getting back into knitting again then?
Of course. I've known of men who knit, and there are a lot of very well-known knitting designers. Kath Fassett, for one. Yes, no reason why men can't knit.
Hello, my name's Dolly Hill, and I'm knitting the square for the scarf for 2012. I do knitting because I'm a pensioner and I'm disabled and I don't go out, so it's very relaxing knitting, and it's a shame that there's not so many people do it today. But we are trying to encourage people to knit.
Now, the idea of this is 2012 squares of knitting. Do you think, though, that knitting should be an Olympic sport?
Why not? Why not? I think it should. Do you think it should be an Olympic sport, knitting? Yeah?
Tell you what, go for gold.
Go for gold, you reckon? Right.
And finally, you know, some people would say this is just a completely bonkers idea. What would you say to them?
Well, it may be bonkers, but we think it can work, so we're going to go for it.
Josephine Smith, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Tune to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Peter. And that was absolutely fantastic. What we really like down here at New Sound Radio 92 FM is people who are going out there and getting involved. Now, these are people who have gone off and decided this is what they want to do. They haven't had any support from anyone. They haven't been sort of like given loads of grants and whatever. They've just decided this is what they want to do, and they're going ahead and do it. So all power to them. Now, if you want to get involved in the 2012 scarf project, you can contact Josephine by email at Josephine D. Smith, that's all one word, josephinedsmith@hotmail.co.uk. Or if you're not into emails and things like that, you don't really have to do that. You can always look out. They do quite a few events down at the Old Town Hall at the Broadway in Stratford. And also, you know, if you look out, there will be things in the new mag, and there'll be some posters and leaflets about and things like that. But I'll just give that email address to you again, which is Josephine D. Smith, that's all one word, Josephine D. Smith at hotmail.co.uk. Okay, stay tuned, because after the break, we've got a very special guest here who's going to be telling us about the old Chinatown here in East London. Stay tuned.